Welcome to the Midnight Amen Approach, where a classic jungle break gets pushed into darker, headier DNB territory, with an 808-tail drive that feels less like a bass line and more like pressure under the floorboards. In this lesson, we're building a loop that keeps the raw energy of an amen break, but adds a subby tail that answers the drums with weight and attitude. The goal is not to smear bass all over the groove. The goal is to make the tail feel intentional, musical, and locked into the rhythm, like it belongs there from the start. If you're working in Ableton Live 12, this is a really powerful sampling workflow because it lets you combine chop editing, sound design, and resampling into one tight process. That's the sweet spot for old-school jungle and darker rollers. You keep the break alive, but you give it that late-night warehouse pressure. First, load up an amen break and get your project tempo in the right zone, somewhere around 162 to 174 BPM. That's a great range for this style. Now, don't overquantize the break. Let it breathe a little. Use warp lightly if you need to, and if the break is drifting, try beats mode with transient preservation. The important thing here is to keep that human swing intact. A lot of producers make the mistake of making the break too perfect, but in jungle, the imperfection is part of the energy. If the break feels too rigid, the bass tail won't have the same impact. You want movement. You want that push and pull. Before we even touch the bass, build a solid drum edit. Slice the amen at the transients, rearrange the hits, and create a tight one-bar or two-bar loop. Focus on the snare placement, because in jungle the snare often acts like the emotional center of the groove. That snare hit is what the bass tail is going to answer. You can use drum rack if you want each slice organized separately, or simpler if you want a quicker chop-based setup. Keep an eye on the low end of the break too. If the sample has too much bottom, use EQ to high pass lightly somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. That clears room for the 808 tail to sit where it belongs. Now for the main ingredient, the 808 tail instrument. Create a new MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is perfect for this, because it makes it easy to build a stable sine-based sub, with clean envelope control. Start with oscillator as a sine wave. Keep the attack very short, but not so sharp that it clicks. Then shape the decay so the tail lingers for around 250 to 700 milliseconds, depending on how long you want the note to breathe. Here's a really important coaching note. The tail should feel like a pressure wave, not a second bass line. If you can clearly hear it as its own melody, it's probably too loud or too busy. This is not about playing a lot of notes. This is about placing the right low-end response under the break. A tiny pitch envelope can help too. Try a very quick drop of 1 to 5 semitones at the start of the note. That gives the tail a little punch, almost like a kick-sub hybrid. Keep it subtle. You want impact, not cartoonish wobble. Now program the MIDI so the tail responds to the break. Don't make it play constantly. Let it answer the snare hits, the kick-heavy moments, or a chopped fill. A simple approach is to place a short low note just after the main snare hit. You can also use slightly longer notes on the more open parts of the phrase, then pull back when the break gets busier. That call and response idea is what gives this style its character. The break says something, then the tail replies underneath. Work from the snare outward. That's a great mental model for this whole process. To shape the bass, use Ableton stock devices in a practical chain. Start with EQ8 if the tail has unwanted highs or clicky top end. Then try saturator with soft clip-on. A drive amount of around 3 to 5 dB is often a good starting point. After that, drum bus can add density and a little more attitude, but keep it controlled. If the sub starts getting too woolly, back off the boom and keep the drive modest. The key here is drive, not mud. You want density and pressure, not fuzzy low-end chaos. The darkness should come from control and weight, not from overcooking the sub. Once the tail sounds good on its own, start listening to it in context with the break. This is where the arrangement really starts to breathe. The tail should support the groove, not replace the drum punch. If the bass is eating all the space, shorten the decay, reduce the note length, or simplify the pattern. Sometimes less is heavier. Now comes one of the most powerful moves in the whole lesson, resampling. Route the break and the 808 tail together and print them to a new audio track. This is a huge part of the sampling mindset. Instead of treating the drums and bass as separate ideas forever, you commit them into one shared performance. Record a bar or two, then consolidate the best take. You can even rechop that resampled audio if you want to build a more personalized variation. This is often where the loop starts sounding like a real tune instead of a technical exercise. After resampling, do a light cleanup pass. Use EQ8 for balance. Use drum bus if the transients need a little more snap, and use utility to keep an eye on width, which brings us to another crucial rule. Low end should stay mono. Put utility on the bass tail and keep it centered. If you have any stereo effect on the sub, audition it carefully. In most cases, you'll want the low end locked right down the middle. Then check the whole loop in mono on the master. If the tail disappears or gets weak in mono, it usually means it's not sub-focused enough, or there's too much stereo processing on it. Now let's talk about tension and arrangement, because a loop is only half the job. A really good old-school DNB idea needs movement across time. Automate the tail filter cutoff with auto filter. Try moving saturator drive a little higher into the drop. You can also add a short reverb send on a break fragment before a transition, or slightly change the note length of the tail for a switch up. A simple arrangement could look like this. Start with filtered amen fragments and no full tail, then bring in the first drop with a restrained tail, then strip the tail out for a couple of bars, and bring it back with more drive. You can even create a breakdown with just one snare, one sustained bass note, and a bit of atmosphere. Then hit the final drop with a resampled, dirtier version. That kind of contrast is what keeps the listener hooked. If everything is full all the time, nothing feels big. Let the groove breathe, then hit it harder when the moment arrives. For atmosphere, keep it subtle. A short room reverb on a return, a light echo throw on a transition, or a bit of vinyl noise low in the mix can all help create that midnight feeling. But remember, the break is still the lead character. The atmosphere should sit under the groove, not steal the spotlight. Here's a useful advanced tip. Try a ghost tail version. That means a very quiet 808 tail that only appears under selected ghost notes in the break. It's a small move, but it can make the whole groove feel more haunted and less predictable. You can also try a double response tail, where one short sub hit follows the snare and then a slightly longer one lands later in the bar. That can create a really elastic rolling feel. If you want a bit more tension, experiment with a pitch rising tail or a broken tail rhythm, where the note cuts off early in one part of the loop. These are small changes, but they can make a loop feel alive without adding extra drums. And here's a big teacher style reminder. Print often. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking synth settings. If you keep bouncing between tiny adjustments, you can lose sight of what the loop is actually trying to say musically. Commit a version, listen back, and ask yourself whether the tail feels like support or like a second bass line fighting the drums. A great test is simple. Mute the break for a second. If the tail still feels strong but not exciting, that's a good sign. It means the tail is doing its job. It's supporting the groove, not replacing the excitement of the amen. For your mini practice, try making a two-bar loop from scratch. Load one amen break, create an 808 tail in operator, program it to answer only the key snare hits. Shape it with saturator and EQ8, then resample the break and tail together. Make one version cleaner and one version more aggressive. Compare them in mono and choose the one that feels heavier but clearer. If you want to push further, make a full 4-bar loop with 3 versions, clean, medium drive, and aggressive. Then compare them at low volume. Usually the best version is the one that still feels strong even when it's quiet. That's a great sign your balance is right. So to recap, the midnight amen approach is about blending a chopped amen break with a controlled 808 tail drive to create darker jungle energy. Keep the break lively, keep the sub mono and focused, and let the tail respond to the drums instead of running constantly underneath them. Use Ableton stock tools, resample early and often, and build contrast into your arrangement. If the groove feels raw, deep, and slightly menacing without losing drum clarity, you've nailed it. That's the midnight amen vibe. Now go build that pressure.